Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Friday, April 29. I am your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, UWP Senator laments missed opportunity by DLP administration. EU provides millions to assist St. Lucia with reconstruction after Christmas floods. And South Africa corruption case blow for Jacob Zuma. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominique Limited and Fast Cash. The details of these and more stories coming up.
Introducing the Ashley Collection at Quartz. Quartz has joined with Ashley Furniture, the number one selling home furnishings brand in America, to bring you the most extraordinary furniture selection at unbeatable prices. It's now easier than ever before to find that perfect furniture piece for your home. And what's more, you can add that special touch with the right accent piece from our range of designer accessories from Ashley. Create the perfect look for your home with the Ashley Collection at Quartz. Quartz, bringing value home. Visit the new Ashley Gallery at our Roseau store.
I need a fast cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to return. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right.
UWP Senator Isaac Baptist laments that Dominica missed an opportunity to modernize Roseau's road system a few years ago. He says while the DLP administration was unable to find funding to conduct these necessary projects, they somehow found $30 million to erect a palace. Baptist says while the palace may be a tourist attraction, it paints Dominica in a negative light of having a corrupt and greedy government.
Dominica missed the opportunity to make Roseau look very modern in terms of its traffic pattern, road network, sidewalks, drainage, etc. But in the meantime, while this administration, this incompetent administration, could not see the importance of redoing Roseau for the overall development of Dominica, they could raise $30 million in loan financing to build a palace in the same city of Roseau. So you are going to the palace with rugged sidewalks, dirty drains, and all of that. And yet they could not see the importance, and they said, well, the palace will be a tourist attraction. Of course it is a tourist attraction, but in a negative sense. Because when the tourists come here in Dominica to know what they do, they go to the palace, they take pictures of the palace, and they walk around the city, and then they take pictures of the condition, the deteriorated condition in the city, so that when they go back home, they can see, hey, it is typical African and, you know, cities where the corrupt governments, you know, putting themselves in high quality accommodation while the people suffer and so on. That is what they do.
Prime Minister Roosevelt's carrot is continuing to express concern over what he describes as negative statements being made by opposition leader Lennox Linton about Dominica. Skerritt says he is further shocked at persons with investments who support Linton. He made specific mention of UWP Senator Isaac Baptist. I don't understand how Isaac Baptist could sit at a meeting with Linton when he knows that Mr. Linton is denying him an opportunity to see a return on his investments, said the Prime Minister. He called on Dominicans to take a stand against such behavior.
So here it is, a guy is going out there, and people who have investments, some of the people who have investments in Dominica, are supporting these people and not recognizing. I don't know how Isaac Baptist could sit at a meeting with Mr. Linton when he knows that Mr. Linton is denying him an opportunity to see a return on his investments by speaking negative about Dominica. I mean, when you listen to Mr. Linton speak as an investor, as a tourist, who do you really want to come to Dominica? I mean, so people have to understand the damage that these guys are causing to this country. They're not damaging me. I mean, I'm just a human being. I'm just passing through. But we have a country that shall remain long after I would have demitted office. So I can deal with myself. I can deal with what they're sending at me. But we as a country must stand in defense of our patrimony. Here it is, you know, Linton is enjoying life in Dominica. You know, his only note income, as far as he says, is his parliamentary salary. You know, but he's enjoying life. He's able to, he can invest in Dominica, he can enjoy life, he can relax all day. You know, as far as I'm told, he doesn't go to his constituency to visit any people in any meaningful way. But whenever he gets an opportunity to go out to the country or to say anything about Dominica, it is negative.
Owner of Hummingbird Air, Sam Rafael, says Hummingbird Air will soon resume operations in Dominica. The airline voluntarily suspended its passenger service last November after a landing incident in St. Lucia. The St. Lucia incident and an earlier Barbuda incident were both attributed to pilot error. The airline took the past 6 months to implement corrective action to improve safety, which included changes of key management personnel and pilot retraining. Rafael says they will reintroduce a cargo and passenger services to Dominica on May 3rd.
We did so voluntarily. The airline wasn't shut down in any way. But we had an incident in St. Lucia that led me to conclude that maybe we needed to take a break. Maybe we needed to take a look at our operations and maybe take corrective action and maybe move forward as a stronger enterprise. And we have been growing rather rapidly since we started the service about 2 years ago. So the break was good. We made some changes in the organization, personnel changes. We have some new directors. We have a new chief pilot, and we retrained and instituted some procedures, which is, I think, useful for an airline that is growing. Right now, we have a fleet of 3 airplanes, and we're moving towards doing regularly scheduled flights. There is good growth potential, so we just wanted to step it up a little, which we did, and I feel very good now coming back out. It's been a long drought. I know people having a difficult time getting flight to different places in the Caribbean, but I think the timing is good because summer is a very busy time to travel in the Caribbean. So our flight starting next month, I think, will be good and will be appreciated. We'll try to bring in a high level of customer service to the industry and try to be as responsive as possible to the needs of our customers.
The National Youth Council of Dominica, the NYCD, is gearing up to host its first meeting of the 2015 to 2017 Youth Caucus. The event is expected to be held on Saturday, April 30, from 10 a.m. at the Windsor Park Sports Stadium Conference Room. According to a release at the first session of the 2015 to 2017 Youth Caucus, a roundtable discussion will be hosted in which council representatives are expected to report on activities taking place in their respective districts and inform the caucus of their respective quarterly work plans. In more local news, a chartered accountant, Kiran Pinat Byrne, has challenged his lawyers to ask an order for costs from the Privy Council in an ongoing defamation matter. Pinat Byrne recently emerged victorious in a defamation case against then-journalist Lennox Linton via ruling of the London-based Privy Council. He told State Radio his attorneys have returned to the London-based Privy Council after Linton failed to agree on a cost of order amounting to over $340,000.
Yesterday, Mr. Linton had not agreed to my cost of $340,000. You see, that means my lawyers have now returned to the Privy Council to submit full details of those costs. And if you will recall, in the judgment back in October, the Privy Council stated that Mr. Pinat Byrne is entitled to his costs. In January, they set out a process for those costs to be agreed by Mr. Linton and required him in the meantime to make a payment of £20,000 sterling on account. He did do that, but as of yesterday, the deadline, he had failed to agree my costs. So another process is now underway where there will be an assessment process undertaken in the Judicial Committee of the Privy Council, and in due course, they will issue an order demanding that Mr. Linton pay my costs and including the costs of this application for the assessment of costs.
The Ministry of Trade is currently embarking on a consumer protection project. Permanent Secretary of the Ministry of Trade, Karen Prevost, told the workshop on Wednesday the project will ensure that proper legislation is in place, among others.
The ministry is embarking on a consumer protection project, which we have spoken about earlier in previous sessions. And we do hope at the end of this project that we will see a more robust consumer protection network. We will see legislation in place, and we'll also see a strengthened consumer protection unit within the Ministry of Trade.
And the Ministry of Health is issuing a call for Dominicans, particularly the elderly and children, to get vaccinated. That call forms part of activities to mark World Vaccination Week this week under the theme Go for the Gold, Get Vaccinated. Senior health nurse in the Ministry of Health, Floristine Lewis, says the vaccinations are necessary to combat several diseases currently around.
Granted, some people say, oh, they might get the flu shot and they might still come down with the flu. Because like I'm saying, the viruses, they change their behavior. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you might get the flu vaccine, yes, and still come down with the flu. But then it'll be much milder. And then the complications, you might not end up having any complications. Mm. Because the problem with the flu is that it has some serious complications, especially for those who are more at risk. Mm. So for that matter, we target our very young and our very old for the seasonal influenza vaccine, as well as those people who have a chronic disease or anything that compromises their health.
The World Health Organization, WHO, estimates active immunization currently averts 2 to 3 million deaths every year. However, 22.6 million infants worldwide are still missing out on basic vaccines, mostly in developing countries. In other news this afternoon, the European Union, the EU, is still assisting St. Lucia in rebuilding its infrastructure more than 2 years after heavy rains caused extensive damage in Christmas 2013. Ambassador Michael Barford, head of the EU delegation to Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, on Tuesday signed an EC $19 million or US $7 million financing agreement with St. Lucia's Prime Minister Dr. Kenny Anthony. That will go towards the construction of a new bridge critical to river crossing on the west coast, as well as construction of a road along the west coast corridor. The work will be undertaken through indirect management by the World Bank and will be aligned to the US $68 million disaster vulnerability project, which the government has been implementing. And South Africa's High Court has ruled that a decision to drop 783 corruption charges against President Jacob Zuma should be reviewed. The charges were dropped just weeks before the 2009 election, which led to Mr. Zuma becoming president. Judge Aubrey Ledwaba said the decision by the chief state prosecutor at the time, Makotedi Mishp, was irrational. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. UWP Senator laments missed opportunity by DLP administration. EU provides millions to assist St. Lucia with reconstruction after Christmas floods. And South Africa corruption case blow for Jacob Zuma. The news is brought to you through very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us a text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.